Blog Talk Radio.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
Well, God is good. God is good all of the time. Not some of the time, but all the time, God is good. Even when it looks like it's not good, God is still good. We praise God from whom all blessings flow. Amen. Begin to praise him in the midst of whatever is going on. Life and godliness is what we ought to seek. Amen. We just praise God. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for tuning in. This is Prophetess Teresa Docks. And again, I am excited and delighted to be here with you today. I just want to encourage you in the Lord to just posit in your spirit so that you may be able to see the full picture of what God is actually doing in the earth realm. I say praise him, It's amazing how the same word can have such different meaning. It depends on how you look at it. Amen. Say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord in the midst. Praise the Lord in the midst of the storm. Praise the Lord in the midst of whatever you may be going through, whatever you may be dealing with. I dare you to put a praise on it. I dare you to look for God in every single thing that you go through. Why do we rejoice? Because God is God. He says hi, hallelujah, and he looks low, hallelujah. So we bless his name today, and I thank you for tuning in. I just get excited when I think about the goodness of the Lord, for God is faithful. I'll tell you, God is faithful. Amen. To whom all blessings flow. You may not know what God is doing, but I'll tell you, he is doing something. For the Bible tells us he neither sleep nor slumber. So he is always alert. He's always awake. And he's never slipping. So I want to encourage you to just know that when you don't understand, trust, lean, and depend on God. Well, I want to welcome you to Kingdom Builders International Development Institute, where we are blessed to be a blessing. Amen. That's our assignment. That's our call. We are blessed to be a blessing. Amen. 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 And I want to thank you again for tuning in to Kingdom Builders Internet Radio. This is, again, Prophetess Teresa Doxson, and I want to welcome you. And I just want to give you a little information about the ministry. Well, first of all, we have several programs going on. One of the programs, Author for Success, which is if you have a book inside of you and you would like to get the book out of you into a manuscript, we want to encourage you to give us a call at area code 313-583-9739, where we will help you connect the dots. Amen. And also, we are so excited about our conference that's coming up in September, where it's manifesting right now, the preparation stage. If you are interested in being part of what we're doing, we want to welcome you and give us a call again at 313-583-9739. Or you can contact us at Kingdom Builders Development Institute at www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're going to get into the Word, and we have new programs that's being established. Minister Antoinette, all the way from Georgia, she will be coming on to our program as one of our new hosts. We also have our own Helen. She has a program. Griffin is the maiden name, but I'll tell you what, you'll get to know her better when she starts her program. If you have been through some things and you never, ever shared it with someone, but you want to talk about it, well, our sister Helen will be bringing forth some things to manifest those hidden secrets inside of you that have caused hidden pain. Amen. We're talking about less of me and more of you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Well, let me just lift up a word of prayer. Father, we just thank you for this time with you, God. We thank you, Father, that we can lean and depend and trust you. Father, we give our all to you. And, Father, we thank you that it's safe in your arms. We thank you, Father, that we don't have to worry. We don't have to wonder, because we know when we turn our lives over to you, God, that you are the preeminent force that is going to lead, guide, and direct us to all truth. So, Father, as I go forth and hide me behind the cross, and you lead the way. So I ask these things in Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, God has a word for his people. God has a word for his people. We're talking about the power of prayer. The power of prayer. You know, we're still on that because when we pray, manifestations take its course. We don't just pray. We pray for manifestations. We pray so that God can use his people. When he hear our voice, when he hear our cry, heaven responds and hell is shaken. Amen. So I want to encourage you to turn to Colossians 4 and 2. Colossians 4 and 2. You know, we always talk about prayer. We always talk about what we should, what we could, and what we would do. But I want to encourage you to flip the script and make a decision. I'm not only going to talk about it, but I'm going to be about it. Amen. I'm going to be about my Father's business. And the Bible says, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in Colossians 4 and 2, devote yourself to prayer. Be watchful and, listen to this, be thankful. So God is not only saying pray, but he say be devoted to it. Thank you, Father. He's saying, be devoted to talking to me. Be devoted to seeking me. Devoted. Don't make it a part-time love. Make it a devotion. Devotion. Be devoted, says the Lord. What did Apostle Paul tell us to do? What did he tell us to do? You know, usually it isn't called intercession. It's more likely prayer when you're just talking to God and it's a one-on-one between you and him. And it's not like you're praying for no one. You're just talking to Abba Father. You know, it's a strong statement. And many of us are so very busy, you know, for the Lord, doing good things and good deeds and so on and so on. But in this verse, Paul is talking about devoting yourself, you know, being steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. So you're steadfast is like a magnet. You're devoted to it. That's something that you love to do. That's something that you're required to do. That's something that fulfills you. Amen. When you're devoted to something, when you get married, what? You're devoted to your spouse. Well, God is saying through Paul, Apostle Paul, to be devoted to prayer. Make a commitment to pray. Amen. Make a commitment to pray. Have you talked to your Father lately? See, Paul said we are devoted, we are to devote ourselves to being in God's presence. So, because when we talk to him, guess what? We are in his presence. And what is in his presence? When you get in his presence, the Bible says that in his presence is the fullness of joy. Listen, you want joy? Get in his presence. Sometimes you don't even have to talk. Sometimes you just have to remain in his presence, not in their presence, but in his presence is the fullness of joy. You ever read that scripture? In his presence. In his presence is the fullness of joy. Turn to Psalm 16 and 11. Psalm 16 and 11. So if Apostle Paul is saying, be devoted to prayer, he's just saying, stay full of joy. You know how you know when a person been in the presence of the Lord? You will see the strength of the Lord. You'll see the joy of the Lord. And the Bible says, he will show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. He didn't stop there. He said, at thy right hand, there are pleasures forever. Not sometime. Evermore. So we don't have to look for joy. All we have to do is get in his presence. All we have to do is get in his presence. You know, sometimes enemy want to make you feel like you're sad, you're depressed, you're not happy. Well, the devil is a lie. All that's saying is you haven't been in his presence, because the Bible says in his presence. In his presence. Hallelujah. In his presence. I can't say it enough. In his presence is the fullness of joy. Nobody can do you like he can. No book, no pastor, no preacher, no song. Nobody can do you like he does. Because in his presence is the fullness of joy. And then go on to say, and at the right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So that's going a little bit deeper. And then I like to add Ephesians. Ephesians 2 and 6. Ephesians 2 and 6. Listen what the Bible says in Ephesians 2 and 6. As we study the word, we'll grow in the word. And the Bible says, and God raised us up, listen, with Christ, and we're seated with him in the heavenly realm in Jesus Christ. And guess where we are seated? We're seated in him. And the Bible talks about where Jesus is. He's on the right hand of the Father. And then the Bible tells us that we're seated in the heavenly realm in Christ Jesus. He seated us in him in the heavenly realm in Christ Jesus. God raised us up with Christ. Now, after he raised us up, he seated us, the Bible say, with him. Then go on to say, in the heavenly realm. And then go on to say, in Christ Jesus. Listen, we either in or we either out. We're either praying or we're not. Because when we pray, the Bible tells us that he, in his presence, is the fullness of joy. So we got to make sure that we are praying and in his presence. And then we're talking about being devoted to prayer. So we're devoted to being in his presence, and then we're devoted to be filled with his joy, and then we're devoted to being seated, brought up with Christ and seated with him in the heavenly realm in Christ Jesus. I'm telling you, we've been set up. We have been set up. And then the Bible also talk about that he make us alive in Christ. Because, see, Christ is not dead. And so because we are in him, we are alive too. So he make us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in our trespasses, it is by grace that you and I have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ. Listen, and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. So in order that in the coming age he might display the surpassing richness, grace, through us. He wants to demonstrate by his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. He wants to demonstrate his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. We don't have no time to be sad and depressed and tore up from the floor up. It's too much involved in our devotion. Our devotion makes us willing and obedient. And then the Bible says that when we are willing and obedient, guess what happens? He said, we shall eat the good of the land. We shall, not maybe, but we shall eat the good of the land. What are you eating? Stay devoted to prayer and eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. Because guess what? As we stay in his presence, we're going to have joy, we're going to have the peace, and we're going to be in Christ, and we're going to be in the heavenly realm. Boy, I'm telling you. And then the Bible even talks about us being a demonstration of his kindness. You know, so Paul in Ephesians, he was talking about the will of God to the saints, the faithful in Jesus Christ. So we stay faithful. It don't matter what's going around. It doesn't matter what we see on TV. We're seated in him on the right-hand side of the Father in Christ. That's where we are, and that's where we must remain. Amen? And then the Bible go on and say, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do a good work. So that's what we're created to do, to do some work. God has, he's preparing in advance as our way of life. You know, so we don't have time to be wondering, what do we need to be doing? If we stay in his presence, God's going to speak, God's going to rule, and God's going to lead through his Holy Spirit, and he's going to direct through the Spirit of God. He's going to lead, guide, and direct us. So it all starts with our assignment and our call to prayer. You know, I believe one of the theme scriptures is in First Chronicle. If, you know, that's the problem. If my people, God, and then he went on to say, who are called by my name. So we don't have to worry about names. We are called by his name. If we are called by his name, the Bible says that if we would humble ourselves or themselves, take it personal, and then turn from their wicked ways. He said, I will forgive their sin. And then he go on to say, and then I will heal the land. We have the recipe. We have the ingredients. We have already been given instructions. How to get the job done? Will you pray with me for 1 hour? Will you pray with me for 1 hour? I'm talking about prayer. I'm not talking about conversating with others. I'm talking about straight up prayer. I'm talking about talking to God and then letting him talk to you. Amen. Second Chronicles 7:14. You know, we can't take it out of context. You know, both within the chapter and the culture in which it was said, it can be confusing to some people, but it's made plain to me. He's not talking about Satan people. He's not talking about those that cause discord. He's talking about his people who are called by his name. Glory to God. God wants to heal the land. God wants to heal the land. It is his will that the land be made whole.
There's a sickness in the land, so heaven, heal it. There's a sickness in the land, so heaven, heal it. Oh, there's a sickness in the land, so we're reaching up our hands. Heaven, we need you to heal it. There's a child crying out right now.
Oh, heaven, we need you to heal it.
Oh, there's a child crying out right now.
Heaven, we need you to heal it.
Heaven, send your angels down. Put peace in their hearts right now.
Whoa.
We need
you to heal it.
Heal it. Oh, heaven.
We need
you to heal
it.
Oh, the land. Heaven.
We need
you to
heal it.
Heal the land. Whoa.
We need you to heal it.
Ooh, America.
Heal it.
And all of the nations.
Heal it.
Politics, yeah.
Heal it.
Family.
Heal it.
Planet Earth.
Heaven, we need you to heal it.
Heaven, we need you to heal our land. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray. See, there's a humility that comes with praying. God said, humble yourself and pray. The land will be healed. The land will be healed. He said, pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. I will hear from heaven, and I'll forgive their sin, and I'll heal their land. God is letting you know he's hearing these prayers. So our assignment in this season is to develop intercessors. So you may be around intercessors, but it's only for you to become one and then establish other intercessors. So you get your peers and you say, come on, let's pray together. Come on, let's turn from our wicked ways. Come on, we need God to hear from heaven and to forgive our sins so that our land, hakarabo shotorabase, our land, heal our land, God. You know, does it mean to be called by his name? What does this verse apply in this current coronavirus pandemic that is sweeping the globe? Will God really heal our nation? You know, understand what it means to call for help. Can help be applied appropriately? You know, does this verse apply to COVID-19? Let's talk about it. COVID-19 is a disease. And, you know, it seems scary and not much is understood about it. There's no vaccine. But in the midst of this, the church is called out to God for healing of the sick, directions for our leaders, and strength for medical professionals, while pointing to God for the real solution for the world's problem. Why? Because God is in control. So if we come to him in prayer and we come in humility, the word of God says he can and he will heal our land. As 2 Chronicles promised. This is a promise. So prayer, repentance, and calling on him is always, always, not sometime, but always the solution. God has brought judgment up on the United States of America. We don't have no time to be all discombobulated and confused. Because God wants to heal this land. So if Christians or believers obey him and reach out to each other with the gospel so that they can also turn to God, God said, I'll heal your land. We're being challenged to do more than pray. We're being challenged. It says faith without works is dead. So prayer without action has no activation. We have to move forward. So what does it mean? You know, both First and Second Chronicles are believed to have been composed at the same time. You know, often when you read the Bible, let me just make it plain. When you read the Bible and you flip through it, sometimes people like to compare First King and Second King in a form of us and subject. But however, scholars believe that First and Second Kings was written more contemporaneous and in the event of the record. So, and what I'm saying is it was, these verses was compared. First and Second Chronicle was generally presented as, I like to say, retrospect. So First Chronicle covered the history of what Adam to David, and then when you read on, its successors cover the time when Solomon reigned through the exile and the decree of Cyrus, which stated, "Thou say Cyrus the king of Persia." You know the story. You know, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. So whoever is among you and all his people, may the Lord his God be with him. Let him go up. That's 2 Chronicles 36 and 23. And then you go on to Ezra, the prophet. He guided the Hebrew people through the reconstruction of Jerusalem. And then he was building the second temple. You know the story. And believing to be the author of that book. But Second Chronicles, therefore, cover the first temple period, its destruction, to the events that led to the construction of the new one. I'm going to say that again. Second Chronicles, it covers the first temple period, destruction, to the event that leads to the construction of a new temple period. So prior to chapter 7, where the quotations occur, Solomon had built the temple. And it was dedicated in chapter 5, I believe, and then prayed a blessing over it and the Hebrew people. But at this moment where God addressed those who are in the new temple, and the Bible is talking about Solomon's successors and the failures as he ruled. You know, yeah, he made mistakes, and he had successes, and he had failures. But during the prayer in chapter 6, Solomon was asking God for mercy when Israel was in sin several times. And the example of his request, he was asking for mercy. During that prayer, I mean, when I was talking about Second Chronicles, that's what Solomon was doing. He was asking for mercy. Mercy. We ask God for mercy for the United States of America. Lord, have mercy on your people. Because if the people of Israel are defeated before the enemy because they have sinned against God, listen, they have sinned against God, they have sinned against people, and they have turned again to their sin, and they acknowledge his name, and they prayed and they pleaded with him in his house. But then you read the scripture, and God give us the answer. 2 Chronicles 6:24-25, and it reads, if your people, Israel, be defeated before the enemy because they have sinned against you, and they turned again and acknowledge your name and pray and pleaded with you in this house, then hear from heaven and forgive the sins of your people, Israel, and bring them again to the land that you gave to them and their fathers. There's nothing new under the sun. So if there was a phantom in the land, and this is another scripture, I believe this is 2 Chronicles chapter 7, and I'm going to read verses 31. It all started with prayer. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes people. Prayer changes situations. But I come to you as a servant of God just to say to you, we can't just be praying. We have to do more. We have to have that conversation with God. Prayer is a monologue and a dialogue. And when God dialogue with us, he's given us direction. So when we pray, he speaks and he lead. And when you're leading, you're not standing still when you're being led. Ha kararabo. He's leading you to do something. Listen what verse 28 says. If there is famine in the land, if there is pestilence or blink or locusts or caterpillars, if their enemy besieges them in the land at their gates, whatever plague, whatever sickness there is, whatever prayer, whatever plea is made by any man or by all your people, Israel, each knowing his own affliction and his own sorrow, at stretching out his hand toward this house, then hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and forgive and render to each whole heart you know according to all your ways. For you only know the heart of the children of mankind, that they may fear you and walk in the ways all the days that they live in the land that you gave to our. See, God give his response in chapter 7. And that's when the Bible go on to say, God is responding to Solomon. His request for mercy, his request for forgiveness. God tells Solomon that he will forgive sin and heal the land if the people if the people, if you just would humble yourself, you need to be humble. We have to be humble. Pride, God said, I hate it. He wants us to be humble. He said, if you would humble yourself, and if you would pray, and if you would seek my face, if you would turn, if you would repent. So he also qualifies that the people who do this are called by my name. So if you do it, you're his people. I just love it. I love the word of God. I love it. I'm just going to take a slight music break. And I just want you to be blessed with what God is doing. Because there's nobody like him. Amen. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody. Nobody like you, Lord. And because he's one of a kind, we want to be as close to him as we possibly can. We don't never know the day nor the hour. We don't know when he's coming back. We don't know when our day in this earth realm is up. You know, I had a friend that was laughing and talking. And then all of a sudden, he slumped over and dropped dead. And that happened last night. Laughing and talking. And all of a sudden, he dropped dead. We'd never know when our time is up. So we have to live every moment as though it is our last hour. There's nobody like you.
Your mother, Lord. Your mother, Lord.
You stay in his presence. You stay there. Get your own breakthrough. I'm telling you, you don't need nobody to lay hands on you. You go in there, you stay there until change comes. Amen. Let God's peace be upon you. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, God. You know, and when my mind go back to the Old Testament, you know, there was individuals who were not Hebrews, but they were called to God, and whom he counted as his own. And I'm telling you, so you got to treat people like you want to be treated. Let me give you some examples. People that God called his own. When I took the break, I was talking about my people who are called by my name. Who are God's people? Rahab or Jerusalem. I mean, of Jericho, I'm sorry. She was God's people. You wouldn't think so, right? The name that we didn't give Rahab. And Joshua, too. Just read that. You'll see where she was used by God. God used her. Mm-hmm. So we got so much to say, and you better be careful who you have something to say about. Amen. You know the story. And then Ruth. Ruth was a what? Moabite. In the book of Ruth. And so, you know, what did she do? Ruth and Naomi, her mother-in-law, she ended up marrying the king. And then you got Uriah, the Hittite. 2 Samuel chapter 11. And Naaman, he was the foreign commander in 2 Kings and 5. So these people who was brought into the family of God, Ruth became an ancestor to the Lord Jesus. And Naaman even had the pestilence, the locust. He had leprosy on him, and he was healed as a result of his faith, and he chose to put in the God of Israel as his God. And just Solomon, he asked God to do it. 2 Chronicles 6:28. But and then the New Testament even give you more people that receive this blessing because they're called children of God. After Jesus' resurrection from the dead, the Gentiles began to call on his name. The ones you want to, you know, people look down on, they were forgiven. And Paul stated, if some of the branches are broken off, and you, although a wild olive shoots, were grafted in among the others, and now share in the branches. Listen, we've been engrafted into the word, into the kingdom, into God's presence, as to be called God's people. Romans 11:17. So anyone who placed their faith in God and called for his mercy is someone who is called by his name. Glory be to God, to whom all blessings flow. Blessings are flowing through you. Blessings are flowing through your mouth. Blessings are flowing, and God want to use you. God have people that are strictly assigned to your obedience. And the Bible is full of admonishment. God wanted us to intercede. Paul was just giving an example. In Colossians 4, chapter 4, verse 3 and 4, the Bible talks about pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mysteries of Christ, for whom I am in chains. Pray that I might proclaim it clearly, and it should, as I should. I'm sorry. But blessed be the name of the Lord. God is good and God is faithful. And I want to encourage you, do all you can while you can to assist in building others up. Not just the same old people you've been encouraging. Find somebody new and see them as though God sees them. It might not be manifesting in their life right now, but ask God to show you them in the future. And then you can speak a thing and it shall become established. The Bible says, according to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith, be it unto you. God is a good God. Urge you to pray so that I may be restored to you soon. That's in Hebrews 13 and 19. I'm telling you, it was so many scriptures in the Bible where we were encouraged to pray. We was encouraged to talk to God about it. Not man, but to God. So I want to make a proclamation over everyone on this line that you will become all that God have called you to be. Forget about yourself. Forget about what you don't, me, I, my, don't have. Start thinking about the kingdom of God is worth fighting for. It's worth fighting for. We pray, and then it's like you inhale and you exhale. We pray, and then we move at God's command. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I want to encourage you today as you have been blessed with what God is doing and how God is moving. I want to welcome you and invite you to join us in our endeavor. You know, sow into what God is doing through us. You can give by going to giveify.com. Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters. Just look for that when you get there. Download the app to your cell phone. Email kingdombuildersplaza@gmail.com. And, you know, you can sow a seed that way, or you can even sow a seed by PayPal, kingdombuildersinternational@gmail.com. And you can sow a seed into what we're doing. I'm telling you, every seed is sown into the ministry, the vision that God has given us. I want to give the call of salvation. You know, salvation is free, but ministry costs. If you don't know the Lord as your Savior, if you don't know Him in the pardon of your sin, I just say, dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying. Repeat after me. Thank you for dying for my sins. Lord, please forgive me. Come into my life. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Now help me. Help me, Lord, to live for you of my life. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe he died on the cross. He did not stay dead. He is alive today. I ask you to accept me into your kingdom. Now, if you declared with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, the Bible says you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe, and then you're justified. And it is with your mouth that you profess your faith, and then you are saved. And that's Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. And if you prayed that prayer, and you're sincere, and you pray it in faith, and you're wondering what to do next as a new believer, I just want to give you some suggestions. Salvation is by grace, but it's through faith. It's nothing that you did or you ever can do to deserve it. Salvation is a free gift, and it comes from God. If you have to do it, you have to do it, you will receive it. So I want you to go tell somebody about your decision. It's important that you tell someone. Make it public. Cure it and firm, and make it firm. You know, find a brother or sister in the Lord and tell him or her, hey, just tell them, I made a decision to follow Jesus. Tell everyone today if you can. It's a great way to seal the deal. So I want to encourage you in closing. Talk to God every day. You don't have to use big fancy words. There are no right or wrong words. Just be yourself. Thank the Lord daily for your salvation. Pray to him and then pray for others in need. You know, just seek his direction and pray for the Lord to fill you daily with his Holy Spirit. There's no limit to prayer. You can pray with your eyes open, closed, sitting, standing, kneeling, lying on the bed, anywhere and anytime. And don't let nobody discourage you. You know, you talk about God as long as and much as you want to. Don't let them tell you, oh, you talk about God too much. You too long-winded. You know, it's always about God. Rebuke that demon. You talk about him. Tell the world. Amen. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you, please, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. Stands for Kingdom Builders Development Institute. And then I want you to click on follow to be notified of all of our upcoming events. You can call 646-668-2780 to listen and even to speak with the host. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Well, again, I want to say thank you. And again, I want to say thank you for the kingdom of God in you is worth fighting for. Fight, fight, fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Amen. God bless you. This is Prophetess Teresa Docks, and I am here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'm blessed to be a blessing from Elder Docks and myself and Kingdom Builders International. We serve notice on you to keep fighting the good fight of faith. Amen, and God bless you.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed me 'cause I was made for so much more. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Oh, heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love when there's so much more still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path. Don't think every door, I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. I haven't nothing, no nothing,
nothing can separate me from your love
when there's so much more. Worth fighting for. Till I see it, I'll shout out.
Y'all help me say that. Say it one more time for me. Is heaven for you?
Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all you have planned for me. There is so much more.
Victory is mine, victory today.